This is the Shawnakee for January 12th, 2007. Better odds than a bullet. For the Shawnakee, I'm Patrick McLean. Yeah, the Shawnakee. What was his name? Patrick. Yeah, good Irish name. Well, whatever happened to him?
I heard he gave up podcasting to raise alpacas.
I heard he lost his voice in a card game.
Oh, the Shawnakee. He went down off his Le Mujeres, handlining for sharks, year of our Lord 2006.
No, I heard it was alpacas.
All right, enough. I'm not raising alpacas. I didn't lose my voice in a card game, and I'm not at the bottom of the ocean telling lies. I've been writing. I just haven't been writing podcasts. There's been some interest in doing a television version of How to Succeed in Evil, and I've been focusing my efforts there. I don't want to jinx the deal by giving you too many details, especially because film and television is, in the descriptive words of one production company exec, a ridiculous business. But suffice it to say, I've had interest from more than one group, and I've been working feverishly on a pilot. Along the way, I've discovered that while television is a unique medium, it's just like anything else. Very easy to do poorly, and very hard to do well. So I work. I struggle. I labor. And if I struggle on that, I don't seem to have time to struggle on the podcasts. But that leaves the question. What to do about the Shawnakee? Can I abandon the faithful listeners that I have? Listeners who email in with questions like, where have you gone? Are you going to do any more? And hey, what about that money you owe me? I cannot. But yet, I can't keep writing new material for a podcast at a feverish pace. So I'm going to steal it. When I don't have anything, I'm going to start producing pieces using other people's writing. Things that I'm reading, short stories I thought were particularly wonderful, whatever's running through the weird confluence of my reading, my writing, and my memory, which is a shining example of random access. Like today. Today I'm going to talk about a joke. Actually, I'm going to talk about comedy, but it starts with a joke. Groucho Marx is in an exclusive club, and he's about to go swimming with his kids. As they're making their way to the pool, the club manager rushes over and says, I'm very sorry, Mr. Marx, but the club does not allow Jews in the pool. Groucho doesn't miss a beat and replies, my children are only half Jewish. Can they go on up to their waists? That's funny. In fact, it's so funny you can overlook how truly brilliant it is. Inspired, really. Because my first response would have been very different. But Groucho's brilliance is that, in essence, he agreed with the guy and used the club's own ridiculous policy to make him look like a fool. In fact, I bet the guy laughed when Groucho asked him if his kids could go in up to their waist. And I wouldn't be surprised if he told other members of the club the joke. I mean, sure, they didn't want those filthy Jews in their pool, but a joke? Everybody likes jokes. And I'm not saying the joke destroyed the policy, but I bet I got a lot farther than the default response that racist prick so richly deserved. In describing Groucho Marx, Woody Allen said, Groucho is simply unique in the same way that Picasso and Stravinsky are, and I believe his outrageous disregard for order will be funny 1,000 years from now. But I don't think Groucho was an enemy of order. I'm sure he was a huge fan of traffic lights and stop signs and prohibitions against murder. He was just the enemy of stupid order, and he used his comedy to beat back the rules whenever the rules got stupid. And there's not a Marx Brothers movie that I've seen that doesn't take dead aim at pretension and convention and stupid rules in some fashion or another. Which is a higher calling. Because when you build up enough rules and laws and policies, they're bound to interact in an unpredictable, irresponsible, dehumanizing way. And what are we to do about it? I mean, you could make a rule about it, but that kind of defeats the purpose. And I think there's even a rule about unwriting rules. The unwritten rule of unwriting is that you can't do it. So on the one hand, you've got force. And on the other hand, you've got comedy. Force is National Guardsmen with loaded rifles preserving small Jewish children's rights to splash wasp children in the kiddie pool. And to be sure, the guys with the rifles will get the job done. And comedy is kids going in up to their waist, making an utter mockery of vile prejudice. Rifles will make people conform, but I don't think they can change what is in people's hearts. But a joke, the sudden and unexpected enlightenment of a good joke, well, I don't know if it will work. But I'm giving the joke better odds than a bullet. Groucho also said, "Those are my principles, and if you don't like them, well, I have others."